understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning on the 8th of June. We have a number of activities coming up in this community over the next few days, and we'll get to some of that in just a moment. But first, I want to begin by putting everyone on notice that the Cave and Rock Ferry contract period is currently underway, and there is a large divide between what the states are willing to pay to keep that service going and what the ferry operator expects. These negotiations continue, and this happens every couple of years, and I've seen it many times before go down to the 11th hour, but I am really concerned about this negotiation period because of the Great Divide. They are far apart, and the contract ends on June 30th. From talking to local officials, a shutdown period for the ferry it seems almost imminent. Of course, they will continue to work in earnest to prevent that. So what I'm going to do right now is take you over to the Cave and Rock Ferry, and we're going to visit with ferry operator Lonnie Lewis, who has been running it for more than 30 years. Of course, Lonnie is 85 years old, but he is as spry as any man in his 40s. He works every day. He's a big farmer over in southern Illinois and has other enterprises going. So we appreciate Lonnie taking the time to visit with us.
So I'm sitting in the Cave and Rock Ferry office overlooking the Ohio River, and I'm here with Lonnie Lewis, and he is, of course, we see the ferry. I can see the tug turning right here, Lonnie.
Yeah.
You know, once again, it's time for the two-year contract between you and the states of Illinois and Kentucky, and it's not going real well again this time.
No, it's not going good at all.
How important is this ferry to the people on both sides of this river?
Oh, it's a lifesaver. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like having the back door of your house locked and you have to go out the front door and go around the back. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's like because you have to
and
go
take
to the shower.
An hour and a half to do it.
Yeah, if you got a big house, it's a long way around. There's a lot of people work over every day. They're down here before 6 o'clock. We have about a full load every morning, people going to work over. Mm-hmm. And of course, later there's another bunch that comes on later at start on their hourly work over there. Mm-hmm. And then in the afternoon, we call it rush hour traffic. Them guys all come home, and along with all the other people that's going shopping or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the ferry is very busy. It's nearly no stop during the day. There's always somebody on one side or the other, and you think, well, I'm not going to have a full load this time, but by the time you get back over there, you've got a full load.
You know, just glancing at some of your statistics, 100,000 vehicles, more than 100,000, and more than 220,000 people crossing this river. So that's a lot of commerce back and forth between these two states. Traffic, as far as the volume of traffic, what sector makes up the most of it? Is it just people coming over here to shop? Is it business, commerce? What do you see?
I would say our biggest customer is business. Mm-hmm. We got log trucks run every day on timber over to Kentucky sawmills. We've got, I call them fix-it trucks. Mm-hmm. These mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
That some of them are private, and a lot of them are company trucks. Mm-hmm. We got a guy that lives in El Dorado that rides this ferry every day, every morning and every night, mm-hmm. going and coming. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of service trucks out here. Mm-hmm. You don't take everything to town anymore. It's too big to take to town, so they come out and fix it on the job.
Right.
The rock quarries are big users, log haulers, farmers. They pull a lot of anhydrous stuff like that across mm-hmm. here, but it's closer because they get by it out of Shawneetown. Mm-hmm. I really can't tell you who's the biggest user mm-hmm. But then you got people that use it every week to go shopping, or go buy them a lawnmower or whatever. Mm-hmm. Both directions. We haul them both ways. Yeah. Some of them out of Kentucky comes over here and buy stuff. Mm-hmm. And that big thing I like about it is people can run over and see their daughter and son-in-law or whatever. Mm-hmm. Their families were split because mm-hmm. of the river. Mm-hmm. And before it became a free ferry, they didn't get to go over every time they wanted to because at that time it was $5 a trip. And it's a community thing. Mm-hmm.
So your contract ends on June 30th. And we've been in positions before where it's been operated on an abbreviated schedule. I remember back when it closed originally after it was a paid ferry right before you took it over, and it was shut down for over a year.
Yes.
And we can't afford that. So we hope the negotiations continue on, but it looks like you're probably farther apart than ever been. So good luck.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, good luck, and we hope this ferry keeps running for the sake of both sides of this river.
Now, if you want to find more information, the nuts and the bolts, I'd say, the details about the contract negotiations and what some other people are saying about their use of the ferry and what it would mean if it were to close, you can tune in to the Crittenden Press this week, which will be on newsstands Wednesday.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs, and Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Something you'll also want to have on your calendar for the coming days is the Legacy of Liberty event right here in Marion, Kentucky. This will be the show of all shows, folks. I've been involved in this planning of the event, and it's going to be an incredible program. It's going to encompass pretty much the entire town on the weekend of June 26th and 27th. On the Friday night, there will be a parade, a bonfire. There will be trivia over at the library. And then on Saturday, just a full itinerary of events in town, living history stuff, encampments, Civil War and Revolutionary War. There will be a pioneer period. There will be a modern period of living history where you can go back in time, just 25 or 30 years, and check out some of the old computers that, or some of the original computers, you might say, some of the things that folks first got their hands on way before we had cell phones in our pockets. Also, there will be period actors walking around town as part of the Living History program. There will be an old-timers baseball game out at the Marion Crittenden County Park. Now, this is going to be a way back old-timers game. If you're interested in joining this, contact Kim Vince or Braden Locke. And it's going to be played by 1800s baseball rules. A team is coming in from Central Kentucky to put this on. And again, just a lot of things going on. Be aware, folks in Marion, there will be cannon fire and musket fire on Saturday, June 27th. So if you hear all this activity, and it includes some gunfire. Don't get too alarmed. Don't call the police department. But there's going to be so much going on in town. I just can't describe this efficiently to explain how big of an event this is going to be. The biggest festival I have ever seen being planned for Marion, Kentucky. So get it on your calendar. It's going to be a great time. And a couple other things. Hurricane Camp Meeting continues this week with lots of music and preaching and just a good, wholesome family fun. The cafeteria is open every evening about 5 p.m. Go down, have a nice dinner there in the cafeteria, and then enjoy the ministry that goes on at Hurricane Camp Meeting, which... more than 100 years down there spreading the gospel, and folks just, again, having just a good, wholesome time. Go down any evening and participate in that. You will not be disappointed. It's good for the soul. Hog Rock, on the other side of the spectrum, will be held over in Southern Illinois this week. Folks around Crittenden County and the broader area will need to be aware of motorcycles on our highways and those support vehicles, which include wide campers and trailers, and just a lot of traffic. Expect that out on 91 North toward the ferry, and even on our back roads, because those folks get out during the day for day trips and ride around. So be aware, motorcycles on our highways. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Appreciate you joining in. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.